This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University Carbondale is preparing for its spring 2021 semester, which begins January 19th. The COVID-19 pandemic will again dramatically impact how the university delivers its classes and services. That includes a requirement for testing as students who live on campus return to their residence halls, and a strong recommendation for testing for all off-campus students. I talked with Chancellor Austin Lane about what to expect.
It's almost like the Twilight Zone, you know, if you think about, we're just so exhausted with trying to get past the pandemic and not making any joke of anything, because I know it's really impacted lots of folks that, all over the country, and then most importantly here at the university, and folks have recovered and we're excited about it. But we're still planning to kick off and stay safe. And we were very fortunate in the fall where we didn't have as many cases as we thought we would have that would turn out to be, cases that would shut us down. And so out of maybe close to 4,000 tests that we administered, about 190 plus were positives. And we've just got to still remember the social distancing, remember the mask, and just to make sure that everyone stays safe, because we're not out of this yet. And so, our students, when they return, we have two options. Some will have tests in hand as they come back, so we can make sure the residential students, and then the students that arrive will be testing with SIH. And so we're glad to have that partnership again with SIH in Jackson County. And we've already had students, notifications went out earlier this week, and they're already signing up to make sure that they get those tests so they can get back into the residential facilities. And so we're not out of the water yet, but our cleaning protocols, our staff's doing an amazing job there. They're going to continue to do that. Our faculty have been extremely flexible with offering courses, whether it be face-to-face, fully online, or in hybrid modalities. And so it will look a little bit like a repeat from the instructional standpoint in the spring. But we just hope that we could really at some point get back to normal, whatever that looks like.
There are a lot of people speculating about the timeline for a vaccine being available to more and more portions of the general public. And they're saying things like late spring or early summer. If it starts to become available, I assume the university will be working with the local health departments in terms of making sure faculty and staff, and of course, students have the opportunity to get that vaccine.
Yeah, it will almost work probably like it did with our testing. And so as we partnered with SIH and Jackson County being the lead, since they are the health experts, we would definitely follow their lead in any administration of vaccines or anything that would relate to trying to get that distributed. So I would imagine it would work very similar, just like with the testing, in terms of how we were able to get those tests to our faculty, our staff, our students. And so that's really what we're waiting on now, is to see where we fit in with that vaccination. I do know before any of that happens, it will take we'll have to do some education. I know we've talked a lot about vaccination, but we'll have to do a lot of education in terms of what is the vaccine? What will it do? How will it hopefully help? Just so people know and feel comfortable when we finally start really talking about any administration of it. And so we're kind of in a holding pattern right now, but really glad to have partners like SIH and Jackson County. I mean, we couldn't ask for better partners that's leading the way. They've done a tremendous job. I was talking with the mayor this morning, and just talking and updating him about some of our plans again for this spring. And he was very complimentary of the things that we've been doing here, and talked about the governor and some of the other preventative things that we're trying to do here to lower that risk that's out there. And so, we're all excited. Still don't have all that information in a firm way yet regarding vaccinations, but we sure are hopeful to get it.
Austin Lane is chancellor at SIU Carbondale. You can get more information on the university's plans and recommendations when it comes to COVID-19 by going to siu.edu/coronavirus. For In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.